Good ladies, morning and gentlemen, boys and girls, radio fans, electric fans and others. How do you do, I'm sure? That doesn't sound quite right, does it? Forgive me if I seem nervous. I've never spoken to such a small group before. I'm always doing this, getting off to a shaky start. I never know exactly how to address a gathering of people. They may all be men, or all women, or all kids, or maybe there's only one person playing this record and listening. You may think it's trivial, but I don't. I regard it as very insignificant. Now, seriously, to get off to a good start is absolutely vital. I recall a speech I gave some years ago to the inmates, the old state prison in Wethersfield. I was there just for the evening, and I was to have a couple of minutes to address some 400 inmates who had had a dinner. This is a true story. I didn't know how to address this group, these 400 inmates, and I didn't want to get up and say, good evening, gentlemen, because they might think I was being facetious and poking fun at them. And I didn't want to get into any trouble with them. I didn't want to say good evening, friends, although I had a number of friends there at the time. I live in just a stone's throw from the prison. At that time, I did. I used to throw rocks over there all the time. Those fellas get out from time to time, and who knows? You know, they might drop over to the house if they thought I was an old buddy. So I didn't want to say good evening, friends, and I asked the warden what I should say, how to address them. He said, why don't you just get up and be casual about it, say, hello, fellas. So when my time came, I did. And they began throwing stuff, you know, residue from their plates and buns and vegetables and whatnot. I had misunderstood the warden. I thought he said felons.